Hello, hello, and welcome, or should I say ho, 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 Christmas cousins. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
Yes, you are Cousin Seth. You mean we are not just Cousin Chad and Cousin Seth, but award-winning podcaster Cousin Chad and Cousin Seth, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. That was nice to wake up to this morning.
Yeah, taking home the Ratty Award. I love it. Thank you. That's the Totally Rad Christmas podcast. Thank you. That was exciting. Where are you going to put yours?
I don't know. There's been some rearranging and reorganizing of things in the home. So I'll clear some space for this as well.
Nice.
Awesome. Play with some other things.
It was great. Seth, we truly are. We're wonderful. I mean, we're just wonderful, Seth. It's really great. And, you know, the votes are in, and it's quantifiable now. So thank you, audience. You agree? Look at that.
You know, yeah, it started generating some ideas. I mean, things we may have casually passed around, but a Christmas Cousins calendar.
I know
it's maybe a little on more risque side, but someone had mentioned an OnlyFans account. I don't know much about it, but
you mean a separate one from the one you already have, of course.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Look up Cousin Seth, everyone.
They can run simultaneously.
I think so. Yeah. One, you're just wearing Christmas ornaments or something. I love it, Seth.
Right. Yeah.
Very festive. Yeah. But let's get off of how wonderful we are and talk about how wonderful you are, Seth, because you are
nice
Hollywood's
transition.
Yes, your favorite topic. Hollywood's newest it boy. Move over, Rudy Valentino. Move over, Al Jolson. Here comes Cousin Seth. I maybe need to update my actor references. I don't know, but
I was a little lost in some of them. So
move over, Cary Grant. Here comes Seth. So basically, Cousin Seth, for those of you who have been not listening for as long, we started this podcast because he wasn't celebrating the seasons. He wasn't celebrating Christmas, really, you know, doing like the basics, but that was it. So I said, let's do this podcast. Let's record it. I'm going to take you through this joyous journey, take you as a festive freshman and show you the way how to enjoy the seasons and every day. And Cousin Seth has been fully immersed in it, going from everything from seeing the classic movies and Hallmark movies and experiencing Christmas tree farms and tasting eggnog and seasonal beers and Trader Joe's favorites. And now he has risen to the heights of, I would say, co-starring, basically, with Mario Lopez in a Christmas movie coming out this year. And by co-starring, I mean, okay, maybe they technically call you a background or extra, but we know you're the co-star, maybe even the main
star. Those are just formalities. I go on the physical proximity to the star, if you will.
Yes.
And we're very close, very close.
Are you the new Zach Morris? That's the headline on today's Daily Inquirer. Is Cousin Seth the new Zach Morris to Mario's A.C. Slater? Is there a reboot coming of Saved by the Bell or something?
That you're there on? but I sadly, and I don't want to date myself, but I think I'm going to be in the role of Mr. Belding.
Yes.
It's a little bit of age. I don't know. I tried it. I wasn't so forgiving with some of the makeup and dyeing of the beard and stuff like that. So.
Right. Yes. Well, Seth, we know, don't be self-deprecating. You know, you're rich and handsome and you know it. So Seth, let's get into it though. So you get the call, Hollywood calls, and they're like, Seth, we need you on set. Now this is filming by your mansion, right? One of your mansions in Chicago area.
Yeah. It just so happened that it was very close to where I am. Like I say spitting distance, but,
You're a good spitter, Seth.
Thank you. It's one of my crowning achievements. And so I heard about it. I reached out to my agent and I asked him if he had heard anything. And he's like, heard anything. He's like, the phone has not stopped ringing. I was just like,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
About this. He still has a rotary phone and everything. And
really? He does.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a great agent. He's unbelievable, but it's just like he refuses to. Could that be him? Right.
Yeah, that's wait, is that him? I don't know.
Might be.
You know, but
you don't have caller ID with the rotary.
Hey, Seth, it's your agent. How you doing, man? I'm really excited with your big book in here with Mario Lopez, Seth. Yeah. Hey. Get off the phone, agent. We don't have time. We do need to talk to your chef and staff. We haven't spoke to them like a lot in 2024, but we'll do that soon. So
yeah, no, absolutely.
You get to set, Seth, and what is it like? Yeah. Is it you get to this Christmas set, because most of us have not been on a Christmas movie. Things don't just happen to us like they do to you, where you wake up one morning and you're starring in a Christmas movie. So right. You get to set, and is it all like decorated? Does it feel like when you're watching the movie, I'm sure it's going to be very decorated. What's the name of the movie again?
Yeah, it's called My Grown-Up Christmas Wish with Mario Lopez.
Okay, there was a Hallmark movie, My Grown-Up Christmas List, but this is My Grown-Up Christmas Wish starring Mario Lopez and Cousin Seth. Okay.
Yes. So, I got to do the premise of it, or read off the premise, but it's basically he's the mayor of this idyllic community of Long Grove, which is nice. I don't know if they're going to keep the name. That's actually the name of the town. It's a little insider information right there.
Nice.
Okay. It's Long Grove, Illinois. Long Grove,
Illinois. Nice. Okay.
Yes. So he's the mayor, and he's come back. I guess he's grown up there, and he had this Christmas wish list, and some of these things are coming true. So it's just funny. I actually texted somebody on Mrs. X's camp something, or they had reached out to me, and I had said they were asking about the movie I was going to be in, and I responded back with the title and stuff like that, and I said, jokingly, one of the Christmas wishes was going to be Mario Lopez was to meet Cousin Seth. And this individual responded back very quickly, said, "That's my Christmas wish."
Yes.
I thought that was all of us.
That was funny. Yeah, I saw that. You said that to me. That was funny. And for those of you who are waiting for the update with Mrs. X and Seth, we'll be having the full update coming soon, the recap of their getaway to Kentucky. We'll find out, did they make it? Did they not make it? How's it going? Don't give anything away, Seth. But if you're watching on YouTube, he does look like he's smiling. So I think it went well. But anyway, so you get there, Seth. How is the decor? Does it feel like the Christmas movie? Because when we watch it, we're so enveloped and immersed in Christmas. Does it feel like that when you're on set? Or is it you have to... the magic of the movies puts it together.
Well, so the location of this downtown Long Grove area is idyllic. It's every Christmas movie and stuff is going to have a shot of this downtown area or something similar and stuff like that. So you go on. So already it kind of is there. They had their production people stuff out there, putting up lights and wrapping like the fountains and different, garland and things like that. So they're putting it together. So it's kind of I got there early enough. I'm seeing them do all this stuff. But as you pull in, you're starting to see things. And you're like, okay, this is kind of cool. It's created this Christmas community. It was a little chilly out, so it was nice. So people had jackets on and things like that. People weren't associated with the production or anything like that. So.
Okay, right. Because sometimes you go on that you hear that they film these things and it's like 100 degrees out. So it actually had a little bit of a colder vibe, which is nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, okay. Absolutely. So I showed up with a couple outfits. Nice. So they
was that your Christmas sweater? That was yours, right? That you wore?
That was, yes, with the llama, nice. With the pocket. I bought it at some point over the season, and I never got a chance to wear it. So what better to debut it than in a Christmas movie? I know.
Did people comment on it on your? And we did post that picture on Instagram. I'll try to share it again.
Yeah. So when you get there, you go and you check in. They send you this area, and you fill out any paperwork and stuff like that. And then one of the I don't know what her official title is, but she comes over. She wants to see what I've brought and things like that. And then she kind of dresses me.
She'd be the wardrobe stylist, I guess, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think And then she took some pictures of me. And then she, okay. I guess she sends them to somebody else to see where I would fit in different scenes. I was like, I'm going to save you a lot of trouble. I pretty much will be good anyway. So I'm just that versatile.
I look. Yeah, exactly. I know. I can play sad. You can play, you can cry. You could be happy. You could be the zany right. neighbor. Or you can be the leading hunk, either one. It's awesome. Right. You could be the crazy, you could be the crazy cousin, whatever it takes. So
yeah, I can write myself in as that. That's perfect. Should have gone.
That would have been great if they cast you as Mario's cousin, the mayor's cousin, and you were actually cousin Seth on the movie. That would be fantastic.
That would be great.
You're like Stan Lee, you know how in all these what is he, Marvel or DC, whatever, they show him in all the movies, he has a little cameo. I know you're listening, Joe, the Christmas aficionado. Yes, I've seen a few Marvel movies, and I know Stan Lee's in them. that could be your cameo. You should be in every Christmas movie. Like, one, you're
drunkard.
Doing just different one, you're the things. Mayor. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. It doesn't have to be, well, I say, I don't want to shoot myself in the foot or kill any potential future roles. But, it doesn't always have to be a lead or anything like that. Like, I'm happy playing the guy at the newsstand, or the surly man at the newsstand that sits outside all day in the freezing
cold. Yeah, well, you know those newsstands in 2024, how busy they are. So that's a great job. You get there. What did you actually have to do? So you shot a couple scenes. What were you actually doing? I mean, I know your background. So what was it like? And did you get to meet Mario? And how close were you to him? So let's go through those couple questions.
Yeah. So. Very close to him. There was a lot of sitting around, which you prepared me for.
So hurry up and wait,
which was fine. But I met a lot of interesting people either that were working, doing extra work or background work, and even people that worked on the production, like one of the talent or scouting, something like that, coordinator. She hung out. Right. With us for a little while, wherever all the extras were corralled, and just talk about her experience and stuff. And it was unbelievable. I couldn't believe how like open and people were with like giving you contacts and stuff. And this isn't anything I was looking to pursue, far as acting and stuff like that. But it was
Hollywood. You do. Hollywood is pursuing you, Seth, whether or not you're pursuing Hollywood.
Exactly. Bye bye, days of account management.
Sorry. You mean ultra mega rich mogul entrepreneur guy?
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah. I'm talking way back. Yeah, that's
your summer job. Summer internship years ago. Yes, in the 1930s. So let's get back to this. So Seth, so you're there. Yes. How close were you to Mario? Did you meet him? What happened?
I didn't. I could have taken a selfie with him or a picture with him. He was
would have been good for the gram. Great. Would have been good for the gram.
Yeah, I just I've done that once where I took a picture with a celebrity.
Who was that?
It was Gilbert Godfrey. not exactly the Hollywood hunk. I have some Gilbert Godfrey stories throughout the years. He's kind of the only one of the few celebrities I've run into or passed. And so anyway, I was like, all right, I really liked him. I was a big fan. Saw him at Zanies around here. It was right when his book came out. So he was after the show, he was signing, he'd take a picture. I'm like, all right, he took a picture. And he looked like Gilbert Godfrey. I look at that picture. I'm like, oh my God, I look so awkward in it. It was just like, it was just another reminder. It was like, I don't need to be in front of the camera. Like it was just him. It's fine.
Do you have that picture and can you send it over? I would love to share that.
Yeah. It's not just the height difference. It's just everything about it. It was just like, it's like we both didn't know what to do standing next to each other. But
he's kind of awkward. He's kind of awkward too. Coincidentally, he died on April 12th. So just a week ago today, 2 years ago, 2 years and a week ago today. Yeah. So, So that's sad
to hear about when that happened.
Very sad. Yeah. He was a big talent. And they said he was planning on doing a buddy cop movie with you when he passed. They found a script. That's called Gilbert.
I didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. You didn't want to talk about. Okay. Yeah. Another lost opportunity there, but
it was based on my, my brief time at, what was it?
Zanies.
When I was, yeah, exactly.
That one evening at Zanies. So let's get back to the movie.
I don't know how we get this keeps happening. Anyway, so I
you got fried, my friend.
Okay. But he was great. I mean, so while the production's going on, obviously he's not shooting his scenes. People from the area, a lot of people were flocking to Long Grove to see him when they found out and stuff like that, which kind of made it surreal. So you're sitting there. We were sitting on a bench near a fountain. This this girl that I was in the scene with.
Was this your love interest?
Yeah. I were just walking, I guess. I guess she would have been.
Hollywood starlet was this? Was it a name, like a big name? Was this like a Scarlett Johansson or an Angelina Jolie?
I don't know if I can, for legal purposes, drop that. I will tell you, though, she is friends of the CCP, and she follows us. I think she's part of the Christmas Cousins community.
Okay. Oh, so it's probably your neighbor, Oprah. You and your neighbor, Oprah, maybe.
Okay. Well, it's not her, but yeah, she's there too. But
okay. I got you mean award-winning Christmas Cousins podcast community, the CCP.
Yeah. I gotta start writing that down, or as a reminder, as a little sticky note or something.
Well, Seth, you do have a shirt on that says I'm an award-winning podcaster, so you should remember. I mean, that is the shirt you're wearing right now.
And I spend enough time in front of mirrors, but with my dyslexia, it reads perfectly.
Are you going to get a CCP tattoo now, our logo, now that we've won major awards?
I don't know. Is this? I know very early on in our infancy, I talked about getting a tattoo when we hit a certain number. And we blew past that very early on. Yes, we did.
I didn't bring it up. I let you off the hook. I know you've had some tattoo mishaps in your day, so I wanted to let you off the hook.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's getting closer.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love to hear that. So, let's get back to the movie. But I do have to say, by the way, Cousin Seth will be here in about, 22 days, 23 days, something
less
like that?
I think it's 19, actually.
Is it really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we checked last night. I think it was 20, I believe. So, yeah, for 19 or 20, something like that. So,
wow, Cousin Seth will be here in 19, 20. Do not tell the paparazzi. Jeez, they'll be all over my house trying to get a hold of you. Okay, so you're on set. You're doing your scene with you and your love interest. So what are you doing? Yeah. Just kind of paint walking back and forth. Are you in a scene that Mario's in?
So it's going to be, So the scene is going to be myself and my love interest walking down this cobblestone path. Some of the kids that were on set that day, they're running around this fountain, and there's these two old ladies, I don't think they'd appreciate that.
Older people, I guess.
Yeah. And they're watching the kids, and I think what the shot is going to be, it's Mario and his wife are discussing something, and there's this other gentleman that runs in, and then this camera pans and catches off in this whole thing.
Wow. Yeah, no, it's just setting a Christmas tone with the bed of music.
Okay, that's setting a different tone or setting a very different message.
It's we wish you a Merry Christmas. Is it weird? All right, I'll change it. Hang on.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, it is Merry. Okay, yeah.
It sounded like just like a, gotcha.
Congratulatory on your new baby.
You're right. That did sound like baby music. All right. I better try. Okay.
Mama.
All right. All right. So anyway, I'm sorry. Go on, Sethy.
So Mario was actually acting opposite his wife. So his real life wife is in this movie. I'm sorry, I don't know her name.
That's Jesse Spano? Or Lisa Turtle, one of the two?
Elizabeth, how are you?
Yeah, he's actually married in real life and she's an actor too. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I need to look this up.
Okay. Their kid, There are two boys, believe were in a scene. I didn't see them on set. I know they were, they were in town. They did some scenes, stuff like that. And they were actually, for a jiu-jitsu competition.
Oh, he's married to Courtney Lane Mazza, it looks like. Okay. And he was previously married to Allie Landry, who I believe was like known as the Doritos girl. There's a story that they had where, I don't know. I heard it on the Howard Stern show. He was on his honeymoon or something happened. I don't know if it's real or not. Allegedly.
Oh, really?
But anyway. Okay. Yeah. But anyway, allegedly, I said allegedly three times, allegedly. So I don't know that anything happened. But they did get divorced, and now he's married to this other person. And that's who was there. That's interesting. Okay. Now,
yeah.
Did she spot you and then it locked eyes with you and started to leave Mario and they had to like, you know, shield you and pull you off set? Is that what happened?
There was a glance and then a slight motion because she didn't know if my love interest in the film was, you know, we were just there and so I guess she didn't have the shot sequence or whatever. So she didn't know we were going to be part of a scene. So she's kind of looked over and I guess I kind of gave her a very ambiguous, like, acknowledgement or something like that. So
but you let her know you weren't available because she probably looked over and it was probably like,
yeah. And something tells me that she was like, "Is that Mrs. X?" I'm like, "No, it's not." You know, it was just
right. She was crying.
So
right.
There wasn't awareness, but yeah. I mean, I don't know. She shot her shot.
So, right.
You can't blame her.
You may or may not be taken now. Wait for the follow up. That's coming up, everybody. Yes. So we'll have to see. So okay, you're right. So let's
wrap it up.
So you were on set. Uh-huh. This is a fantastic experience. We hope that you're on set again. What was your favorite part about it? And then we'll wrap this episode up. What was your favorite?
It's gonna sound crazy, but watching them shoot scenes. Seeing Mario and his wife, professional actors, doing their craft, and it was just like I thought that was like it was just really cool to see, and it was you know, he doesn't do a lot of takes, which is I guess a testament to him. So it was really good. I was gonna say, so we were sitting there waiting for our scene. People from the community that live in the community or live around the community are coming up and walking on the set. And it's very surreal. You had commented on it. There's just like, it's very surreal being in that. And then people are coming over and talking to you. And I'm like, you know, are you in the scene? Is this
right?
It was just, yeah. So
being on set is like being on a whole alternate universe where nothing else kind of exists outside of the set while you're there. So you got to experience that. And that's interesting. Was Mario as hunky in person as he seems like? Because I've only seen him on TV, but I was a big Saved by the Bell fan growing up.
He's a good looking dude. Yeah, I'll admit it. It was, you know, I think a lot of people are showing up to see how he held up. And I think a lot of them were impressed. Yeah, it's funny because these three women came down. They have a thing, a billboard, a poster board and stuff. And, you know, they're standing off way off to the side. And then Mario sees it. He comes over, he takes a picture with them. And it's like, Mario, we're from a dentist office up the street, you know, and he takes a picture of them, signs it. And I'm looking, I'm like, oh, I recognize the dentist office. So I went over. It was from where my son goes. And
that's
stuff.
Funny.
So we actually went to an appointment, had an appointment a couple of days ago, and they have this poster board up and a picture of everybody on set.
Yeah, did you tell them you were on? Did you tell them you were on set?
I did, and I took it as an opportunity to plug the podcast as well.
Nice.
I've been doing a lot of promoting for the show. I did
on the it's award-winning show.
Award-winning. Yeah. It's I wish I could tag it. So I know this. Stay within our 15 minutes kind of
we're wrapped. We've got a couple more minutes. Yeah.
But when we're sitting there waiting, you know, with all the extras and stuff like that, we're talking and, you know, conversation comes up and I start talking about the podcast and then kind of going into our origin story and stuff like that. And then people are like interested and people are going on their phones and they're looking it up and, you know, one girl, my my love interest, actually, she's like, which one are you? Are you cousin Chad? Are you cousin Seth? And so I was just like, well, you don't know. I'm like, but anyway, so and then I had stickers with me. So yes. I started handing out stickers, and I was just like, and I mean, they seemed genuinely interested. It wasn't one of those things I felt like I was just like pushing on, and they were asking questions.
Why not? These are extras on a Christmas movie. You would think they'd be interested in the Christmas Cousins podcast, award-winning podcast, of course.
Right, right. Someone made the suggestion. They're like, you should do a live, because we still had like, there was like 3 or 4 days of shooting and stuff. And I was like, that'd be a great idea. And there's so many people, like, it looks like such a great environment to work in. Like, it's just, I think it's a lot of variety and change probably on a constant change, but yeah, it looks like so much fun. Anyway, so we wrap that day. I think I came back a day or two later, and I'm sitting, we're in a separate room where like some of the production staff, they have like a whole office stuff set up, and I look on one of the tables, and next to the computers in the water, there is a Christmas Cousins sticker sitting there.
Yeah. I was just like
on the production staff's desk. I was just like, this is great. A couple days later, so I don't know how that sticker, because I didn't give it out to any of that. It was just like the background extras. So it made it made its way from another building and into the basement where the product, it was just like, okay. This, so I think I sent you a picture. I was like, that is awesome. And it was just like,
that is very cool. I love that. It's awesome. So good. You made some good headway. You got to spread the love of the Christmas Cousins community, which is great. Got to enjoy yourself on set, experience it. We all got to now experience it vicariously through you. So Cousin Seth, Hollywood's newest It Boy, award-winning podcaster, movie star, love interest of people worldwide. It's amazing, Seth, your rise. We've gotten to witness all of it.
It's unbelievable. I have to, I am, it's blown me away.
Listen to that crowd. Well, Cousin Seth, you had a full day of basking in your own glory. We'll bask in your reflected glory, and we are going to call it an episode now. Thank you for sharing this with us all. So we all get to feel like the star that you are every day, Seth. So thank you. And everybody, check us out at Christmas Cousins Pod, or email us christmascousinspod@gmail.com. I promise if you reach out, christmascousinspod@gmail.com, our staff will forward the email to Seth's staff, who will get it to Seth, and he will respond. I promise you that. So it may take 3 or 4 tries of me nudging him, but he will respond. He's a man of the people, for sure.
And it'll be a direct response. It won't be, once it's made it to me, I generally, and it's in my hands, I take it on.
Yes, he sends a personalized form letter. Dear sir or ma'am, to whom it may concern. Well, thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Seth. Thank you, Christmas Cousins community. We are the award-winning Christmas Cousins podcast. I'm Cousin Chad.
And I'm Cousin Seth.
Superstar Cousin Seth. So modest.
So many titles. Oh, man.